Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Thursday, December the 15th, and my name is Joel Burks. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 35. I'll be reading today's verses in the NIV. Today's devotion is entitled, When God Arrives. My Bible has it titled, Joy of the Redeemed. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Isaiah is an oft-quoted prophet during Christmas time. His prophecies about the coming Davidic king will resound in chapels and sanctuaries all across the world this December. Contextually, however, Isaiah did not live in the most festive of times. Isaiah ministered in the kingdom of Judah in around the 8th century BC. While Amos and Hosea addressed the needs of the northern kingdom of Israel, Micah and Isaiah focused their counsel on Judah. This was the age of the rise of the Assyrians, a terrible and cruel nation that would ultimately cause the end of the northern kingdom of Israel. All four of the aforementioned prophets believed that the Assyrians were divinely guided, a rod of wrath in God's hand meant to chastise Israel and Judah for their sins. Yet even in the midst of preparing the people of Judah for the coming hardship, Isaiah encourages them to look forward to a day when they will be redeemed and return to a right relationship between God and themselves. Isaiah points out that God will come and everything will be different. Notice the drastic way in which situations begin to change as God arrives in this chapter of Isaiah. Dry and dead places begin to bloom. The deaf begin to hear, the blind can see again, the burning sand becomes a pool. This kind of writing must have encouraged the people of Judah. The idea was that the Lord would intervene in the affairs of his people in a magnificent way. He would save them, despite their sin. After this great miracle, the result, as described by Isaiah, would be praise. Joyful singing would fill the streets, and gladness would overtake the people of God. Judah would indeed face its share of trials during the days of Isaiah, but God followed through and would bring them through each one. As believers in Christ anticipate a world like the one described in Isaiah 35 this Christmas season, let us attempt to do our part to come alongside the Holy Spirit in the work He has already started. As one of my favorite worship songs encourages, we can have faith in the God who can turn graves into gardens and seas into highways, because He is the only one who can. Let's pray. Father, we do look forward to that day in the future when You arrive again. We thank You for the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, God with us. Thank You for the forgiveness of sins, and help us to keep our eyes on You despite the trials and the suffering that we might endure. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.